So once a year, if I'm not mistaken, we have this fascinating account of good-hearted, innocent Susanna. This is, and we hear one of my favorite Old Testament saints, I guess you could say, figures in the Old Testament, Daniel. What an amazing, amazing person, Daniel. Thank God for good people. Thank God for God-fearing people, holy men and women of God. That what an evil, evil scheme we can draw out of that, the seven deadly sins, lust. How powerful lust, the demons of lust, will drive us to do evil deeds, to corrupt our minds, our hearts, our thoughts, our actions. So let us all take that away from the first reading. To be on guard against lust. Purify my thoughts, Lord Jesus. Purify my eyes. Have custody of the eyes. Purify my mouth, my lips, my tongue. Modesty, chastity, self-control. The last three fruits of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. So be on guard, on guard. There's an interesting juxtaposition today with this, the innocent Susanna in the first reading and the guilty woman in the gospel. Yet there's the same outcome. We can see the hope of the old covenant that the innocent will be pardoned. But God does something even more spectacular in the new covenant. We can hope that the wicked can be pardoned by the mercy and forgiveness of God. And we see that with Jesus and the woman who was to be stoned to death, caught in the act of adultery. God is merciful and forgiving. We don't have to be as innocent as Susanna to be set free. We have to trust in Jesus Christ, who is our Redeemer and our Judge, and He can reconcile us to the Father. He can pardon our sins. He can pardon our sins. Pride, anger, greed, lust, sloth, envy, jealousy. He can pardon those sins. We just have to come to Him. Today also we can pray with Psalm 23. Psalm 23, our psalm this morning. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I shall fear no evil. Whatever it is, maybe our own personal sins, maybe something we did way in the past, and it kind of rises up, that guilt. We turn. Sometimes it's healthy guilt. Sometimes that guilt and shame is from the enemy. But it's an opportunity to humble ourselves and to cry out to the Lord for His mercy and to thank Him for that mercy. Jesus tells us to go. He tells the woman and He tells us to go and sin no more. He gives us the grace, if we receive it, to stop sinning and be cleansed of our sins. He gives us the Holy Spirit to sanctify us and lead us to a life of holiness and virtue in Christ. Think of Daniel, seeking holiness, united with God, a man of prayer. Be women and men of prayer. That's all of us here every morning. Whether we are innocent or guilty, we're not to fear, because putting our trust in God and God alone, we trust in not our merit. We hear in the Eucharistic prayer number one, I pray oftentimes on Sundays. We trust not in our merit, but in God's mercy. That's where our strength lies. Jesus, absolving the woman of her sin, ushers her into a new life oriented to good. Some theologians speculate it's Mary Magdalene. We don't know for sure. Could be Mary Magdalene. If it is, she turned her whole life around. Go and sin no more. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. She gave her everything. I remember learning here in the seminary from our rector, I forget who he was quoting, fall in love with Jesus, it'll change everything. Fall out of love with Jesus, it'll change everything. So let us all turn to the Lord in thanksgiving for forgiveness of our sins, for His undying mercy, that mercy which endures forever. And we give Him thanks for that and ask the grace for self-control, chastity, modesty, custody of the eyes, custody of the heart. We ask Holy Daniel and Susanna to intercede for us today. Amen.